beyond Daf, Samach Amid Beis. Let us just see again the bottom line and then to see Taisis. We had learned in the Mishnah Metzudis, Chaye Ve'oifesh Ve'dogim, Yesh Be'am Gezer, Mishum Darkei Sholem. So the Gemara says, Ba'oizli, Ba'oyari, Kola'ame Le'pligi. There's no machlekes, Ba'oizli, Ba'oyari. These are types of nets that have a teich. So Memele, so since they have a teich, so it's Kelo. Kim Yeshlam Teich, Kono Le'kelo, Ba'be Gezel Gomo. That's called his rishus. So he's kind of in a teich. I don't need Darkei Sholem. Kipligi, Belechi v'kukari, and these are types of traps that there is no base kibbol, so there's no kinyan chotza. So this is only midarabona. Let us see, taisis, mitzudis ayis vaisis, uleidomi lemachikim mitzudis hadag, min hadag, the peirik layachbel. Now, the Gemara in Perik Le'achbel says as follows. Achikim metzudas hadag min hadag. Tzayot shenosan einov bedag, at shehikir churay. That means there was a fisherman that was able to figure out the chur of the dagim. That means it seems they have an underground cave, and that's where they go into. So they're not allowed to put in that area their traps. Even though he wasn't zeicher as yet in these dogim, marchikim misham, they have to be marchik. That means he spotted the chur, and he put food there, and therefore they're going to go there. So even though he wasn't zeich in them yet, so one is not permitted to put a metzudah to catch these dogim, which are going to their chur, and the first person has a way how to trap them there. So one is not allowed to put a metzudah in that vicinity. Now, it would seem this is also midine, me'ikar hadin. You're not allowed to put a mitzudah in this area. Kemole hitzis hadak, the Gemara gives a shir, and that's a shir of a parse. So in this area, one is not permitted to put out a mitzudah. And this is midine. Here we say, also in this case, he wasn't Zeiche. The first person who put food there and is attracting the dogging to come there was not Zeiche at all in these dogging. Hakalpikeng midine, one is not permitted to put a mitzude kemole ritzes hadak. And here it would seem only out Dalke Sholem, which is a lesser din. So that is Toys Viskash. Loidomi Lamachikim Mitsudas Hadag Min Hadag the Pergla Yachter. The Hosam Umnose Bekach. They were speaking about that that's his business. Umin Hadinu Sheyachik Misham. So therefore, a second person is Meikar Hadin, not Altake Shalom. Meikar Hadin is Mechuyev to be Machik. Domalei Kaposkis Lechiyusi. You are taking away my parnosa. Avol hoche de ein umnosei bekach. This is not his parnosa. I have a gezel elo mitnei darkei sholei. Now the Sam Sefer explains that as follows. If a person did his tablas in tachbulas to be zeiche in a davar hefker, like a person put hooks out and with that he catches the fish, that is gezel mitnei darkei sholem. That means he was mishtabel, he did pulis, he wasn't taking it, but mitnei darkei sholem, another person is not permitted to take it. Im umnosei bekach, But if we have this first factor, Yena did a pula to attract the fish to come to this area, and now this is his business, and you're being mapped at his business, so this already, we have the first, so we have the two factors over here. First, he did takbulas and he was toireach to bring the fish in this area. And second of all, this is his business, this is his panosa, so this is already osa meikarade. And that's what we are speaking about in Asugi, it's not his business. And he wasn't kainah, so this is only osa al starke shalom. We had in the Mishnah, a metziah keresh oita bekotin, which when they picked up a metziah, ikeratin, it doesn't belong to them. So, but also to take away for them, midnei darke sholem, n'rab yeisi oimer gezel gomo. Omar Rav Chisda gezel gomo, that what Rav Yeisi says is gezel gomo midegreyem. It's only a gezel midarabom. That means, Rashi said, according to Rav Yosi, Rashi says that the time of Rav Yosi, Bekulut Kosovo, also midnei darkei sholem, esheinei zoiche liknoi skinyin gomo kezoiche. That means as follows. According to the Tanakam and all these cases Mishum Gezel Neidake Shalom means as follows. This is a Yeredeya de Kedim. It's not a Shemishpat. It means it really doesn't belong to him. But you're not permitted to take it away from him. Why Alzdake Shalom? If I took it away from him, I didn't avade it. But now you can't take it away from me because it never was his to begin with. So the Gezel of the Tanakhama is only a Gezel of Isura. And you're not permitted to take it away. Rav Yosi says, Gezel Gomo Midevreim, that means it's also Moida that it's not his, it does not belong to the first person. Now Midevreim, it has a din Gezel, that means Midarabon, they gave it a din Shaloi, and if I took it, Bezin will take it away from me. So the Krashi, Midevreim, Afilu Rav Yosi Lav Gezel Diyeraisa. That a gezel derives. And now, k'minim with the Rabbi Yosi, lo hitziyoy b'dayon, dila rabbonon, lo inofik b'dayon. According to the rabbonon, that it's gezel neidak yishon, so it's only a din l'chadchile, not to take it away. But bezin, but if it was taken away, bezin cannot be moitzi it from the one who took it. Mila Rabbi Yosi, gezel ma'al yoloi habet, li posel la'edes, to be posel la'edes minatoyre, the love of all of the love to be able to lay seeds of the zikha no love is only the rabbon of the kedini with the rabbon and osu shein ezoiche kezoich. So, the Gemara weiter, oni amenake beroisha zayitz is mashe tachtov, so he's taking off the zaysim from the roisha zayitz and they're falling down on the ground. So, Masha Tachtav Gezel Mibnei Darkei Sholem. Zok the Gemara, Tone, we learned in Abaraisa, Im Likei, V'nosam B'yad, Areze Gezel Gomo. If he had taken it in his hand, and then he threw it down, Areze Gezel Gomo, then it's Gezel Gomo. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Imlikeit v'nosan al gabi karke biyad. Hoyul umoto liyodai, since it came into his hand, it's not samazai, he was banging on the tree or cutting off, it did not enter his hand. It entered his hand, and then he threw it down on the ground. It's gezel gomu, so then it's gezel gomu, he was kaina biyad, so it's his already. So memele, so then it's Gezel Goma Minatayah. Likeit, let us see, Taisvis, V'nosam B'yad, Areze Gezel Goma. Now, before we'll see Taisvis, let us just see for 1 minute the Ran on the Rif. there's a big problem, and let us appreciate the problem. And if he was kaina the zaysen, so the gesel gumbo, so that's poshut. What is the baraisa telling us? What is the chiddush of the baraisa? So the Ran says, this is on Daf Chof Ches Omed Aleph B'Daf Yerid. So the Ran says, this is the last Ran in the beginning of the Omed, the fourth line. It's in the middle of the fourth wide line on Daf Chof Ches Omed Aleph. The Ran, Im Notal V'Nosam B'Yad. Perish. What's the chiddush? Afal pishlo in his carbon liskeis. The Eloi Maika Mashmalon Pshita Vechainu Birisham. So now the Ran is saying a mouthful, and the Rashba also says the same thing. So Tanga Samir the Chiddush, that he took the Zaysim in his hand. He had no intentions, no kavona to be zeichen de zeisin, va'af alpi ken areise gesel gomo. Is kan shoyel aben, why is it gesel gomo? So, there's a whole mahalach, how to understand pshat? Because yad, let us give a shtikal akdome, the ktsois in reish samaches if cotton base brings a sofik of the marit. If Kinyan Yad is kaine shaloimi daito. Because chotzah, by chotzah, there's such a cloud that chotzah is kaine shaloimi daito. If it's in my chotzah, I'm kaine, even though without kabonis kinyan. Maise kinyanim, you need kabonis kinyan. You have to be hoidel benichserait, benichser hager, besovo shuhu shaloi. A person, let's say, he's plowing a field. He was under the impression the boundary ended over here, his field ended at this mokim, and really his field goes further, the other way around. That means his field really ended over here, and his field really ended over here. And he was under the impression it goes further, and he was plowing further under the impression it's his field. And really, it wasn't his field, it was a Hefkadika field. He thought this was his field. So he's making a Maisa Chazoke without Kabonis Kinyan. So the Allah is not Kaine. A Maisa Kinyan does not become yours unless there's a Kabonis Kinyan also. So Memeil, that's in Maisa Kinyan. But by Kinyan Chotzer, or Kinyan Yad, which is Kainal's Chotzer, Yoder Rishusoy, so even though there was no kavonis kinyan, but it's kinda for the shleimi bati. That is lochayre what the Ran is saying. Afal pisho in his kavon lis kaita was no kavonis, but it wasn't his rishus. It entered his rishus. It entered his yad. So memele, so it's his. So if now if someone takes it away, then he threw it down. So it's his. So if someone takes it away, it's gezel go. Now let us see Taisus. Likit v'nosan biyad. Arei ze gezel gom. Nire de itzerech lashmino. Betolshon biyodoi. He was tailishit with his hand. Umapilo. So what's the chiddush? Ach al pi sheloi nisakvu biyodoi. Even though it did not remain in his hand. Bloi ochas behen elo lahapilo. He was only holding it only to throw it down. So the second chelik of Taisus, the Machna Freim Lens Pshat, the Taisus means like the Ran, Loi Ochas Behen Elo Lahapilo. He was only holding it only, he was not L'shem Kabonis Kinyan, Elo Lahapilo. That is the Chiddush. Now, we have to understand what's the Taisa says here, two chedushim, Afo Pisho in his akvu biyodoi. It did not remain in his hands. That means it was a very quick procedure. He was tailish it and he threw it down. It did not remain in his hands. What is the maila of remaining in his hand? So the Birchas Avram, which it says, what's the union of remaining? So I thought, perhaps we could say one of two cheshbonis. The Gemara says about Metzia, chotzer mitam yoda yisraboy, that a chotzer is called a yah. The Ran above Metzia says, the cholma shebole yodai, kinechalei delikne, if something comes into someone's yad, and he wants to be koinit, b'chotzer hamishtameres hunaisne. So he puts it away in a chotzer mishtameres, v'yad arichte, and this chotzer, this is an extension of his yad. That means a chotzer is a yad where to keep my chafetzim. That's why I need a chotzer mishtameres. So perhaps we could say that together of kinyan chotzer, we're putting it away in a mokim that it should remain there. B'chotzer mishtameres hu noisnoi. He wants to put it away. That's a tight chotzer. Chotzer is like a mokim to hold chafetzim. So if something comes into this mokim, so you're kind of, so perhaps it'd be a svara to think, but if I don't want it bechlau to remain in this mokim, ain't a misakev v'yodoy. Efshe feltes in tzuras chotze. Or perhaps we could say a stickle, different mahalach in Taisvis. Now, there's another problem here. We had mentioned before the Ktzais and Reis Samaches, Sifkotten Beis, brings a marit, a klaus ha-shaila, if someone picks up something, and he doesn't have kabonis kinyan, is he kainet? Without kabonis kinyan. So, the Ktzais wants to say it's tolly, and he wants to make a machlekes rashi in Taisvis. When something is biyad ha'odom, why is he kaine? Is he kaine of kinyan chotzer or kinyan hadbo? Taisus holds there is such a kinyan as kinyan yad, kinyan chotzer, my rishus. So the male chotzer is a klal chatzer shalom kaine shalom midaitai. Rashi, he wants to say, holds there's no such concept of kinyan yad. I get there's a din v'nasa b'yoda, but that doesn't work b'gidrei kinyonim. That's another seder. But like this, you have kinyan hagabot, and therefore this noim, you have to list it up three tfochim. So the Ktzais wants to taina, according to Rashi, you'd have to have kabonis kinyan. You don't have kabonis kinyan. So it's like all other maise kinyonim, that without kabonis kinyan, you're not kinyan. That's what the Ktzais wants to say. Now, I'd like to mention a problem before we go further. This, the Nesivis in Reish Samaches Sifkotten Beis, he says everyone holds that the Yad is Koine als Kinyin Yad, als Chotzer, that's about Rashi. He also holds like that. Fine. But he says, but there's one condition in Kinyin Yad that we have to know, that in Alt Kinyin Yad, it has to be completely in his hand. Then he's kinyin. That's Kinyin Yad. If it's in my rishus, I'm kinyin. But if it's sticking out of my hand, it's not completely in my hand, I'm not kinyin Alt Yad. Then I'm only kinyin Alt Hagbo. I'm kinyin Alt Hagbo. Now, I had a shtickel problem in the Lashon of Taisvis, v'loi ochaz behen elola pilo. The second half of Taisvis, he only held it, only to throw it down. That was the purpose of holding it. Now, perhaps this is debatable, but the Lashon Achiza would seem that it's not completely in his hand. He's holding on to it, but not that it's completely in his hand. Perhaps that's wrong, we could say. So then we have another problem. So you have a problem, so Then the filibu say there's a king in yad, but you can't be kaina if it's not completely in your hand. So perhaps we could be moisif another nekuda. The achrayim bring down a yad rama in Baba Basra. And the Yad Rama speaks about Kinyan Hagbor. Now, what is the lumdus of Kinyan Hagbor? So the Yad Rama says as follows. Hagbor koine b'chol moke. Hagbor filu koine filu b'rshus habaylam. The kiven the Hagbor, since I'm picking it up, vadai afkei m'rshusei vadai koi begavai. So by picking it up, it's considered I'm taking it out of the rishus that it was till now. Va'aylei l'rishusei d'nafshei. And it's called, he's bringing it into his rishus. The be'inen achnosa l'rishusei. I need achnos, I'm bringing it into my rishus. So the Yad Rama seems to hold that Kinyan Hagbor is also the lumdus of the Maisa Kinyan is Achnos or Rishus. Perhaps Rishus over here means it's under my Shlita, it's in my Koyach, that's the Hiros Bios, I'm taking it into my Rishus. That's the Kinyan of Hagbor. And now that lumdus, Baksamir, doesn't have to be completely in the sand. But that's good. I'm taking it into my rishus. Number one. So perhaps we could say that if we will assume that achiza means he's not holding it completely, so Tosfos is going with Kinyan Hagbor. And Kinyan Hagbor is also such a long this, I machnas it in my rishus. But we have here a problem, we didn't have Kavonas Kinyan. The Machna Frayim in Simen Dalet, Mehilchas Meshiche, says as follows, Kol Zman Shem is Asik B'Shiye, if he's Oisik in being Zoyche, Af Al Pi, Shulay Kivein Ato, Be'esa Zoyz Liknoisa Kono. That means, why is this person taking off the zeisim from the zayis? He's not doing it for exercise. He's doing it, he wants to be zeich, he wants it, but now he's not thinking now when I take off the zayis, I want to be koinet now. I mean, there's no positive kinyan of, there's no positive kavona to be koinet now with the yachizet. But the ultimate purpose of taking it off is to be zeiche. So it could be this is enough of kavonas kinyan that is needed. Could be this is pshat in the machna frei. He's misasik b'shi. I'm taking it to be zeiche. Ne'merag meise hagbor. Could be we're speaking about kinyan hagbor taket. I don't intend to take it into my rishus the way the Yad Rama says. Forget it, I want to get it on the ground. I want to just pick them up and get it on the ground. But since he's misasik b'schiyah, he wants to be zoyche, and he's making a maisa agbor, even though it doesn't have the complete surah of agbor, it's not called the hachnosel rishus, because since it's not misakim v'yodoy, and the whole purpose of the achiza is only to be mapalit, so there was not a beferish kavonas liskois boy, but even the misasik beschiye, so this kavona is sufficient to be zeicha with the hagbor. Could be that is pshat and taisvis. And that means this is enough of a kavona, you don't need more than this. Making a ma'oide benichsageh v'savishu shaloi, so their pshat is I have no intention b'chal to be kain anything. I'm plowing, but I have no intentions to be kind here. I want to take it for myself, but there was no kavon mufretas. I want to be kind now with this achize. So it could be you don't need this kavon miyachedis since he's misasik mischiye. So he's kind. I mean, that's a svarish data machna frayim. So it could be places
Bechlau is not going with Kinyan Chotzeh. Tois is going with Kinyan Hagbo, which is also Achnosa L'Rishusoi. And we hear where these two Chesreinish on his Akva B'yodoi, B'loi Ochas Bo Ela La'Pilo. Could be said Nachizet, it's not even Zanichas L'Rishusoi. From this wagon, since the ultimate Kavone is Liskois Behem, so that's called, so that's enough Kavone Kinyan that Hagbo should be kind. Rav Kahane now the Gemara says an interesting maise. Rav Kahane have a ko'ozo lehutzu. Rav Kahane was going to hutzu. Chos lahu gavre davishod ye oifi vikonatren tamri. Suppose that the person was throwing sticks on a date tree, the konotrin tamri. So, ozel komin kedvochel. Very nice, mamrish des min hashemayim. He's throwing the sticks and it's falling down and he's eating it. Omalei, so he told them, chazim mar de yadoi shadisno. I threw it down with my yad. Omalei, so we have to understand what happened over here. Omalei ma'asrei d'Rabbi Yashia ato. I see you live in Hutzel. That's what that was. Rabbi Yashia lived. Kori olei v'tzadik yisoid oilom. It's a very unclear Gemara, but let us first see Rashi. Zot Rashi, oifiyei makloys. Rabbi Yashia min Hutzel habit. He came from Hutzel. Me'asr d'abiyashi ato l'fika hataboki b'dinim l'fi shuhu doirish l'rabim u'meidiyam. Rabbi Yashi used to tell over the halachas, the clear halachas he used to say over. Now, the L'chayre, the Gemara saying over here that he told him, there's two problems over here. There's one problem which Tosfos asks and the Rishonim ask, I mean, what is Pshat in Rav Kahane? There's a Mishnah of Darkei Sholem. What happened over here? How's he going to eat it? I mean, they didn't know the Mishnah of Darkei Sholem. So there are a few Mahalchim how Rishonim for this Kashi. The Rashba says it's speaking about, he thought this person was a goy. So Mamele, so he held this din of Darkei Sholem was only, it's not a real guess. It's only a Darkei Sholem Diki Gezel. So this Darkei Sholem Diki Gezel was only said by a Yid, by a goy, it wasn't said. So Mamele, it's not the goy, it never belongs to the goy. So Mamele never made a Darkei Sholem. Or, that's one mahalach. There's another mahalach the Rishash brings down from the Goyim that could be oni. Let's learn the Mishnah. Oni hamenakev b'roish hazayis. We're speaking about an oni. Oni hamenakev b'roish hazayis. So the Goyim says, we're speaking about, why he says an oni? Because we're speaking about, it's matnas aniyim. We're speaking about the leftover. Pay whatever was over there in the Zayas, that was Matnasani. So, before the Darkei Sholei, Al Kaponim, it's Momen Aniyim, it's Momen HaShevet. It belongs already to the Shevet. So they have a Pesashtikal Bailus in it. There's no Protheistikal Bailus, doesn't belong to this Ani Beprat. So Mamela Mishim Darkei Sholem. So they said, it's yours. So that means there is a Klolistik of Bailus already. Now, Darkei Sholem, they made it more Bepratius. But let's say if one is not an Oni, Samazay Hefkedik boy, so you don't have any Schusim whatsoever with it, it's not, so Memela there, Bechlal is no Takona of Darkei Sholem. So that's the second half. That's how the Rishash wants to say Pshat. So that was the Lombus of Rav Kahane. He wasn't an Oni. Not Rav Kahane was an Oni. Not the person who was throwing the sticks was an Oni. So Memele. So there's no problem So there's no problem of Darkei Shalom. That's the second Mahalach. Now, what did he tell him? He told them, Chazi marde b'yodoi shodis sinu. Now, he told them, Ateres, I had it in my yad. Exactly how the story is according to Rashi. Well, see, it's a different Mahalach, but according to Rashi, I don't understand. But the story is, how did he get into his yad? L'chayre, Tavishodi oifye. He was throwing sticks, v'konatron tamrin, they were falling down. So I don't understand how it ever got into his yad. He told them, that all your lomdesen, that it's adake sholom, deke kinyan, and it doesn't apply by hefker, it doesn't apply by a goy. I'm shuldik. I got it in my yad. So I don't know the case, how it's speaking about, how it came into his yad. But al kaponim, that's what he told them. And then all of a sudden, Rav Kahana was murdered in the spoil. Ah, you come from Hutzel, Rav Yashi, a tzaddik yisoid oilam. Very unclear how this comes in. So the Chasam Sofer wants to say that the Mishnah says in Oveis, the end of the first Perek, al gimbal dvorim ha'ilam kayim, al adin val ha'emes val ha'shalom. That's the three amudei ha'ilam. So he says like this. So Rav Yashi said at Rosh, he did not want by him that there should be a niyug of Darkei Shalom. Why? Because he says if we have a case of Onya Manakev Baruch Shazayis, so really it doesn't belong to him. So the one who takes it, Mika, then he belongs to the one who takes it. Sveltach and Shalom, but it's not Emes. It's a din shel sholim, but it's not a din shel emes. So memele, so it's not fine. And if we'll say that he can take it, so then it's a din emes, but it's not sholim. He wanted that it should be concentrated, it should be din, emes, and sholim. So he told them, Rabbi Yisai, whenever you go and do such a thing of taking peiros off a tree, make a kinyan yad in it. You make a kinyan yad, so then it's oiskal. This is, so then it's din and it's emes and it's sholem and there's no problems whatsoever. So this was an oif to Rav Yashi. So he's a tzaddik yisoid oilom. The Chasam Sofer says that he made with his anhoge nimtza da'achshav kol ha'oilom al yisoid echad oimet. It's not like this, it's either Cholom, it's Aremis, Demis, it's not Cholom. Here he made Yisoid, he made one Yisoid. So this was an anhoge of how to be koine dvorim, if you're picking them from a tree, that you should make a kinyan yad in them. And that's what he told them, the biyadoi shodi sin. Again, according to Rashi, I do not close the case. Let us see Taisvish, shodi oifioi midiklo. This is a different gear, so we don't have this gear, so midikl. Perish pekuntres, oif yei makolis, vekosh, drav kana echi ave minket vochel, milei hava chayish ledarke sholom, venire ke rabbeinu chananu, shepirish, oif yei charoyosh shel dekel, have shodi min hadekel. That means he was interested in the branches. He threw the branches down. He was breaking down branches. Venotri tamri, and the morim were also falling down. Rav Kahana besoga shlo yehoya choishish mina peres ela mina charoyes. So that's why he thought there's no darkei sholem. He's not interested in the tamarim. He's interested in the branches. But amalai, so that's why that was the svar of Rav Kahana. So he's not over the mission of darkei sholem. And he told them, that this was in my hand when I threw it down. He didn't know this was Rav Kahana, if he's your Hashem Eterim, it's not Hashem Eterim. So he told them, listen, this is Gezel Goma. This is not a Gezel of Darkei Shalom. That's the story over here. Zok to Gemara Baita, we heard the Mishnah, Ein Mamchim B'Yadani Ein Nochim, the leket v'shikra bepeyet mivnei darkei sholem. that you don't protest if goyim come with like a shikra peim nevarkisho. Tano rabona mefarnes in aniye nochrim im aniye Yisrael. Umevakrin choyle nochrim im choyle Yisrael. Imevakar choylem chol Yisrael. Bekoivrin meise nochrim im meise Yisrael midnei darke shalom. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Imeise Yisrael, loy bekivye Yisrael, el misaskim bohem im motzum harugim im Yisrael. So Rashi was medayik the loshen, bekoivrim meise nochem im meise Yisrael. That means that's darke sholem. And a chevre kedisha comes, there's 20 meisim over there, 10 goyim and 10 yidin, and only be Isaac and the kvuras Yisraelim and the goyim. That's not my geshef. So this will bring about the gaval the gesine. So memele. So therefore they said together, you should bury them. Not in the kabbal Yisrael, but you should bury them. Masha enkein. If some of the 10 goyim were killed, then. I'm not Isaac in Kvuras, so someone comes to me, a guy tells me, you should bury them. I'm a Kayan, I'm a Dos. I don't do such things. I'm a Mela, that's Shitas Rashi. And the Rishonim being a Rai from a Yerushalmi Darsim, and not like Rashi, that the Im Meisei Yisrael does not mean the way Rashi says together with Meisei Yisrael, means just like your Mekabah Meisei Yisrael, your Mekabah Meisei Akam also afilu there alone. That's not like Rashi. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Mash'eles isha lechavoto hachashuda al hashviyis nofo v'kavore v'rechaim v'tano. Now we'll see, and that the mission is going to be Messiah with Neidalke Shalom. Now let's see over here. We have here a isha that's Chshuda al Hashviyis. Lishmer Perish Shviyis Ulahatzniyam min Habir Ve'elach. That means that this woman is Choshut to be Shema Perish Shviyis. I saw that Vayakov brings down that Shitas Rashi is Mishuma is not Osa Bachila, but Ulahatzniyam min Habir Ve'elach. She's holding the Perish and she wants to put them away that after this man Bir is Hefkel, they're supposed to be mafkedem. I have no intentions of being mafkedem. I want to eat them after this man beer. So memela, so she's choshed al hashviyis, and she'll be eating peiris, what she's not allowed to be eating. Minatayre is so it says as follows: to lend kalim, I'm not doing anything. She comes to borrow from me kalim, which will be Isaac and with these peiris shviyis. So, mibnei darkei sholem, that's not called Messiah evrei veru with a pa'ula, because I'm just letting her use my keli. But, avolei sover, she shouldn't be boire, vlei sitchen imo. Zek trashi, le sover sitchen imo, le saya, nei she osa le sayeya, vi yadai, mide evrei veru, bishar sa veru. That means they're going to eat it, she's going to eat this, and I'm preparing the food that she's going to eat. She's not allowed to do such a thing. That's Messiah de Oivre Aver. Now the Mishnah says further, Eishes Chover Mash Eles La Eishes Amaoretz Nofe V'Kavore. She learns her types of sieves. U'Boireres V'Teichenes U'Merakedes Imo. But here it says more, that she's allowed to do pu'ulas to help her prepare the food. She helps her grind, she helps her be boira. So here, for some reason, you're allowed to be mishtatet. Ava mishtatel samayim loisiga imo. But afterwards, when it became flour, And now water was put in, loisiga imo, lefi she'ein marzikin yidei oivrei aveir. You're not allowed to be marzik yidei oivrei aveir. So after water was put in, here it's called you being marzik oivrei aveir. And before, it's not considered you a marzik oivrei aveir. V'kulon lei omru elamim neidar kesholim. It means all these things, mashallah's isha dareisha, and here the bereres, the techenes, and yamashal, everything is only mutam im neidar kishol. Umarziken yedei nochem b'shviyitz, avolo yedei Yisrael. B'shoyel and b'shloimam mipnei dar kisholim, yelah to b'shoyel b'sholim ha'akom. Zogt Rashi, ובררס ותכנס בגמור הפורך המי הרכשוד על המייסרס בזמן שהתמאיה לא יגרסינה בברייסה גרסינה לא בגמור. So this does not come in the Mishnah. אבל משתתלס המים לא השיגה לפי so now what is פשוט in this thing? לפי שמשגילגלו after גילגל האיסה הוטפלו לחלו. So now became טבל לחלו become tama and it will become tame machmas kalim tame will become the chale that's in the table will become tame kavatama machmas kalim tame the zoom is ayata legalgal and she's helping her but also ligrim tumala chale one is not permitted to be ligrim tumala chale. Vekulan le omru she tiru lash ilom kalim were permitted to lend kalim lasayim, beloy shas aveira atzma elam neidar keshom. It's this whole heter, not a glatta heter, al dar keshom. There shouldn't be a sin of them pirud by klal yisrael. They were matter. Umarzikin yedei nochem, ochem mashme, Hashta mashme misayin mamish, allowed to be misayin them. V'shoylem b'shloimom kol hayom. V'afopi, so what's the chiddush? V'afopi shem matel al hanochi shem shamayim. Sha'asholem shmoy shal hakodesh baruch hu. V'afopi kein, one is permitted to do this. Let us see the Gemara. Maishno reisha o maishno seifa. Omar Abaye, what does Rashi say? Maishna reisha diktoni loisova. She's not allowed to be boirer with an isha that's chshuda al shviyis. She misayes yidei oivre aveire shviyis. She misayes. That means this woman is choshud. She put away peiris that she'll eat after this man habir, and you're helping her. You're helping her prepare the food. Umaishna seifa de toni ubereres betoichenes. Valoi misayes yidei oivrei aveire tevo. Misay de oivrei aveire. So, amoritz is choshud al admai. So what's the difference in the reish and the seif? Omar Abai. Roiv amei haoretz maasrinheim. Zot Rashi. Roiv amei haoretz maasrinheim. Hilkach. Chishosho de rabonon baalmei. That means, really I have meikadin, I have a birur of roiv. That roiv is mevarer, that it's, that I don't know if the klal. Roiv amaratza ma'asrame. There's only a miut that are not ma'asa. Meidal ke sholem mutter l'sayim. That means it only, it has a din chshash. The may is also als chshash, not meikadin, not it's a sofik midrabon. It's only a chshash derabon. Aber chshud al hashviyis mashme the muzik lon bo shechshud. She's chosh. We know that she's chosh. Not we're choshish. Maybe she's chosh. We're take. She's take chshud. So maybe if she's choshud, so then you're not allowed to be misayeya by an amoritz by maizris. It's only achshash. Reiv amaratzim asrim. We have to be chayish, but by achshash they didn't answer. Mitnei darkei sholim, they didn't ask us to you. Rova oma oche ba'am ha'oret deramei. We're not speaking about like usually we know Chazal tell us, an Amoretz is choshed l'hafrish meisres. No, we're speaking about a different Amoretz. Oche ba'amoretz d'rameir. The Amoretz that Rameir is speaking about. V'tume v'tare d'rabot. We're speaking about Tume v'tare d'rabot. V'sanye eizeo Amoretz. Who is an Amoretz? Kol she'enei oichel chulyoi b'tara. Divrei Rameir. So Rameir says that, we'll see this is how the Rabbonon dikedin. So you have to eat mid Rabbonon chulin b'tara. So if he doesn't eat chulin b'tara, he's an Amoretz. V'chachomim oimrim kol she'enei maise peiroisav. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Ravom, loilom, kemachze, al machze, misafkinelu. That means, even though Rove could be is also moide by demai, that Rove amaratze ma'asremein, but Chazal gave it a teiris sofik, not a teiris cheshash. They gave it a Torah Sofik, it's Sofik Tevel, Midrabon. So therefore, Va'osa Lesayon, Hoyel, Va'aveiro, the Eraisei. That means the Chazal told us, Midrabon, and we have to be Chayish, maybe it's Tevel. That means the Mika, then you can rely on Roiv. Chazal said, don't rely on Roiv. So we take away the Birur of Roiv. So we have here a Sofik HaShokul, Midarabonon, I have to clear, maybe it's Tevel. So I have here Midarabonon, I have to clear, maybe it's Tevel Deraisa. So Memelef was speaking about maybe it's Tevel Deraisa. So they're not allowed to be Messiah. That what it says, you're allowed to be Messiah and Amoritz. We're speaking about that this is, he's Mursik Lassa. We're not speaking about Amoritz, that's Choshut and Maisus. Why do we call him Amoritz? Amoritz, the Rameyeru, Shechoshut Lechel Peiris Betum. He's Choshut, he Peiris Betum. Vahach Tume Vetare, the Chule, Nate he Tume Vetare, the desires of Tare the Chulun, not to eat Chulun Betume. The Rabbonon is only at the Rabbonon the Kedim. Da Teire loy hisiro lechel betare. The Teire was never mazad eat betare elatume. The Kotchen Bobat, Hilkach, lav isure de Eiraise. Here there's no Isser de Eiraise. Neidarke Sholem, mutal the science. So that's how Rabbi said Pshat. The Gemara asks on Rove, "Amidiktoni seifa mishetatel es hamayim moisiga imo." V'chlal dereisha lav betume betara askina. Zot Rashi, "Amidiktoni seifa." Svirulei lahay de porich. The Machshon held the tam de mishetatel es hamayim osa. After water was added, you're not allowed to be Messiah. Mishum do hukshiru achshavu. Now became mukshir lekabel tumme. So now you can't be Messiah because now it'll be mukshir lekabel tumme. Va'ad achshav loy hukshiru. It would seem that means till now it wasn't hukshir. Mishatato es hamayim. Then it becomes mukshir. Then we have a problem. So it would seem, Mechlal Darei Shalav Betume Betare, Sheishum Nidnut Aveira de Tume. So the Reisha Mechlal is not a problem of Tume. The Leihuk Shiru, because it wasn't Musha. Vi binemon al hamais risko mairi. So how's it speaking about? You're telling me it's not speaking about an Am Ha'oretz of Maisris. It's speaking about that he's Nemon al hamaisris. So what is the whole Amoretz over here? Is an Amoretz Gabitum Vetare. So it's Amoretz Gabitum Vetare. So Memele, so fine. So it's saying a Chiddush, Alts, als Tag in Sholem, since the Tamis Chum was only at the Rabbon, and on Tag in Sholem they were matter. But if it wasn't Mukshel Lekabel Tume, that's the safest, and when Mele don't need a heter of Tag in Sholem, there's no problem whatsoever. Sheishum nidnu daveire de Tume, de Lei Hukshiru. Vi benemen alle meisers kamairi, amaik toni vikulon lei omru elam ibne darke sholem. The way you're saying, so why didn't he darke sholem? He's nemen alle meisers, and there's no chash tumma whatsoever in these malachas. So the Gemara answers as follows. Reishe v'seife betumme v'tare. Reishe betumas chulem v'seife betumas chalo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows, Reish v'seifer betumah v'taro, u'bepeiris mukhshorin. The Reish is also, talking about it was mukhshor from before. So what's the difference in the Reish and the Seifer? V'reish kozman sheloi gilgulo, before gilgul ha'yisun. Eina ela tumas chulin derabonon. So the whole shaila is, I'm helping her. And it's mukhshor, so she'll be eating chulin tmeim. One is not permitted to be metama chala. So then, we make some amela. That's the chilek in the Seifer. He says, Baya da Rabbonon. You'll have to be Messiah, Al-Takir Sholem, Al-Tzadir Eise. Now there's a Shiloh of Tumas Chala, so therefore you'll have to be Messiah. Let us just see one taste. This Mashalas Isha Lachavata. B'Seifer, Meforish, Tiktoni, Mibnei Darke Sholem. That, the Tiknum, Mibnei Darke Sholem. Why is this permissible? Als Darke Sholem. This is neither heter. Really, she shouldn't lend her, these Kalem also. Chshud ala Shviyas. No. Mibnei Darke Sholem, they were matter since she's not Messiah B'yadai. Koshla beinotam, the tepek lay da beshorim shumdika lemitli betvuah shel heta. That means I'm lending her a kavod, I'm lending her a sieve. So who says she's going to use in this sieve also the kepeiris? There's a possibility she might be using muta the kepeiris. Shumdika lemitli betvuah shel heta. Ah, it's a sofik. So Taisha says there's no issa. One is not permitted to sell a pora that's choyrish, that is the possibility to plow b'shviyas, because maybe Yen will use it in shviyas. Since there are two tashmishim, and I don't know what tashmish he's going to use with it, I'm allowed to sell it. That means these kelim are miyuchid for meleches Yisrael. So there, you're not allowed to sell in shviyis. Zeklal kol shemalachtoi miyuchedes laveire osa leisrael laheta muta. So I see klal that if it is not. So the Vayakev says, we see from over here, that a Sofik Mikshel is not also a Sofik Deraisa Lechumre. If I don't know if a Mikshel might come out from my actions, there's no issue whatsoever. So Memele, so why over here do we need a heter of Darkei Sholem? V'lekelamei medosam nami leishomnei Darkei Sholem. So Taisus means to ask as follows. Darkei Sholem is, that means if someone comes over to me, wants to borrow something, so then there's Darkei Sholem, you won't lend. Oh, that'll make friction. By Mekech and Memke, you want, I should sell you something, I don't want to sell, so there's a problem of Darkei Sholem. I don't want to sell, I want it for myself. I don't want to sell, I want more money. So by Mecha Bechlal, the whole concept of Vakashom doesn't apply. And if Vahalpike Bisilil holds, you're allowed to sell a Keli, you're allowed to sell a Bahima, that is two Tashmishim, that is not a Vakashom. As long as it's not Oiskishlosan, that this will be sold, Letzairich Haveire, there's another use for it, so yeah, it's Mutter. So here, why need Vakashom? Who says Bechlal that it will be used for also for Shvius the Kifu. Yeah. The Mechel Shach Vakir Shol, Ba'oi the Kodak, Ba'i Kama the Meseches Abay the Zohar, Minot Mi Beisilu, the Shori Limke Poroloi Vit Kechove, Allah to sell a Poroloi Vit Kom, the Eima Leshchite Zohne. So, maybe he'll shach that he won't do an Aveira with it. Vafilu Shach Vakir Sholim, B'moichele Yisroel, Safili, you'll tell me, by Moichele, there's also an inin of Darkei Sholem, Mishum denire kechoish doik, shein reitze limkele, B'moichele, b'kechom, l'shai klal Darkei Sholem. So you see, klal, not a Darkei Sholem, the keheter, there's no issa b'chlal, if it's a sofik, if an issa will be done. By Darkei Sholem, la Mishum Darkei Sholem, b'doitoni luhu ochem. Why doesn't it, if there is also, you're allowed to sell because of Darkei Sholem, so we have a whole perik of Darkei Sholem, perik on the Zokin, so why isn't that brought down over here? V'oyim ha-Rabbeinu Tam, d'hocha b'yadua she'ein lo elo perishvi. So the Rabbeinu Tam makes a nekimte, this woman only has perishvi. There's no suffix whatsoever. Yilkach ilav mishum darkei sholem, so memele, and I'm lending her the keli. If there be a suffix, so maybe she'll use this keli for macholis mutoris. Yilkach ilav mishum darkei sholem, abba osa. Ubemecha deloy shayich darkei sholem, staka osa. Eche delekel amitli. Vechein mashme birishanri. Dekoma. Ani oima nofa, the comma ani oima nofa lisper bo mois kavora lechaber boi chayil rechayim litchol boi samonim tano litme boi oinin shel pishta mash me ba'iri daily tvush shalatzal mitle bo. So the Yerushalmi says a very interesting thing, that this heter of darkei sholem. If not pshat is, Darkei Sholem, we erased one of the sifim in Shulchan Aruch, I'm both being the some siyua of Oivrei Averu to the lending. But the Yerushalmi says the heter works with alumdas. Good, the food that they have is only, shviyis tiki food. But maybe they'll use these kalim, not for lisper bo mois. Maybe they'll use it not for sifting shviyas the kefud. They'll use it for money. They want that somehow, somebody can use to count money. You could also use a sif. Kavor lechaba boi chel. You could use a kavor for sand. Rechaim litchem boi samonim. Tana litma boi nin shal pishtom. So that was the cool over here. That means if I have a far-fetched usage, which is not probable, but is possible, so Darkei Sholem will say, well, we allowed to lend it, and since there is some sort of an assumption we can make, maybe it won't be used, let's say, Rechisa. Is Mashmah, the Ma'ar Dein Leitvu, Shol Hethel, and Mitlibo. Vahidi Yerushalmi, Lehavi Kliya Gemuri, Kepor Leshchite. That means that was the Rishalmi says, someone asked him, how did you lend them a kavor? He says, well, maybe he'll use it for sand. So this is not a real tli, it's a heter of Darkei Sholem, since there is some sort of a tli. Kepora l'shchita. Pora l'shchita, Taisa says, pasnishken Darkei Sholem. By mecher, pasnishken Darkei Sholem, but klal, in Beis Hillel was matter to sell a pora that's capable of Charisha, but could be, it'll be Lishrita. That's a poshet atli. It could be that there's a 50-50, chance that it will be Geshofta. Deem Kerim, because if there be atli a Gemura, Belay Darkei Sholem, Nami Have Shori Kemoi Bemoicha. bin taima lo perish rabbeinu tam, mai porich bigmore maishno reisha maishno seife. So what's the kasha? Given the bevadai be peiris shviis airi, here it's bigmadis vadi peiris shviis, and am oritz is choshut am maishris. But it's not vadai tevo. Here it's vadai shviis, am a mele. So what is the Gemara's kasha? We some zavarashash pa achma rabbona betvus afshudim ki ilu bevadai tevo the ukme achazok. If a kadal is to have a meaning of the Gemara, the midarabbonon we're not saying and roi and we still not chazok. So it's also vadai. It's vadai tevo. That was the Gemara's kasha, and now we had two terutzim that Abai said. It's Chazal never said that it's a sofik hashok in shtol nechazok. It's only a chash ba'alme. And the Rav said, I'm a oretz from the Sefer, speaking about tumah v'taro, not speaking about, I'm a oretz of maisres.